Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. A while ago, we had an episode about how climate change affects the crops we use for food. And that got us wondering, how do rising temperatures affect other things we eat, like seafood? And what does that mean for us here in Rhode Island? We had Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, Isha, how does climate change affect seafood?
To figure out the details, we spoke with Joanna Bernhardt, an ecologist and researcher at Yale University.
And so I study how aquatic ecosystems change as the environment changes and what those changes mean for human well-being.
Joanna says that rising temperatures have a big impact on marine life. You know how greenhouse gases trap heat and warm our planet? Well, a lot of that heat is absorbed by the oceans.
To put that in perspective, data from the National Centers for Environmental Information shows that the ocean has absorbed about 90% of the excess heat trapped in our atmosphere so far.
And coastal waters in New England are warming faster than almost anywhere else in the world because of how climate change affects the ocean currents nearby.
How does that affect marine life?
Well, most fish and crustaceans are cold-blooded, meaning their body temperatures correspond to the temperatures of their environment. So as water is warm,
species are shifting their ranges, often moving towards the poles or deeper in the ocean and lakes,
in search of cooler waters that match their ideal temperatures.
This means that communities that once relied on a particular type of fish may not be able to find it anymore. And that affects anyone who catches fish for a living, as well as anyone who eats local seafood.
Which can have a big impact on diets. Seafood is an important source of protein and nutrients for over 3 billion people worldwide.
And it's not just a slow warming over time. Oceans experience temperature spikes too. The heat waves that swept across the Pacific Northwest and Canada in 2021 killed over a billion marine animals.
That's a lot of fish.
But that's not all, Megan. The ocean doesn't just absorb heat. It also absorbs a lot of the carbon dioxide that humans have added to the atmosphere. And more CO2 in the water forms carbonic acid, which eventually makes the ocean more acidic.
But the ocean is massive. Can a little more acid really make a big difference?
You'd be surprised, actually. We've seen a 30% increase in ocean acidity since the Industrial Revolution.
And that acidity is rough on marine life, especially on animals like lobsters and crabs, because their shells slowly dissolve in acidic water.
And that's bad news for us here in Rhode Island, because shellfish make up almost half of the state's fishing industry. Joanna says we'll start to notice this change as
the species that are really culturally important, like clams or oysters, become less abundant or more expensive.
I mean, can you imagine a Rhode Island without shellfish?
No way! Does Joanna have any tips on what we can do about this?
I mean, this problem will only get better if we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. So doing things like driving an electric car, eating less red meat, and heating your home with renewable energy are just a few things that you can do.
Got it. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.